And of course, as I've hoped to have demonstrated to you, having a child is now much more of an emotional decision rather than an economic decision. We prize children in ways that we've never done before. I'm not that old, but even I can remember when I was growing up, the stock phrase about children was, children should be seen but not heard. Okay? So just keep them out of the way. You know, children, I don't mind talking to them now and again, but basically they should be seen but not heard. I don't know if it's been like that in any of your societies, but that's certainly a dominant cultural trait of the West until fairly recently. But nowadays, it's not like that at all. Children are prized assets to a family. We dress them in fashionable clothes, you know. We encourage them to consume all the artifacts of modern culture in a way that was never allowed before. So, just think, 500 or 600 years ago in the West, in Western Europe, infanticide was very common. That is, you know, you'd kill children. We used to kill girls because they weren't thought to be as economically valuable as boys, or in times of plague or failing harvest, children would just be killed because they were not regarded in this kind of very special prized way that we now regard them. I mean, the notion that anybody could deliberately kill a child now would cause a huge moral outrage. But it used to be fairly common. It just shows how the scale of values has shifted entirely from what it used to be when infanticide was common to what it is today. So there are very big shifts in our attitudes to children, in the costs of having children, which may be going to happen in your societies, maybe are already happening there, I don't know. Second big change, I think we've looked at all of those things there, is changing gender roles. Particularly fascinating area. This is about the relationship between men and women. A few generations ago, gender roles were very clearly fixed. The man was the breadwinner, the woman was the nurturing, stay-at-home person who looked after the children, okay? So the man was out in the public sphere doing the work, bringing home the wages for the family to consume. If you were born as a woman, you pretty much knew what life had in store for you throughout most of human history. It was a life of giving birth to children, nurturing those children, and looking after the family. That was the path that you were on, okay? Well, we know what's happened in the West to that model. It's been completely blown out of the water. 2006, here in the UK, there are more women working than men. More women have full-time jobs than men. Three or four generations ago, that would have been unthinkable. And of course, the fact that more women are working means that they now have the choice as to whether or not they're going to become mothers. And that has profound implications for what is happening to the structure of the family. So this means that in family life, in marriage and in other relationships, it's now much more a matter of negotiation rather than fixed roles as to what you will do. There are some families nowadays where the man stays at home and looks after the children, and the woman goes out to work because she's capable of earning more money than the man. Now, some people are very comfortable with that. Other people think that it goes against nature. Whatever you think, I don't know, but I mean, it's something which is profoundly disturbing to many people. I mean, just to go back to my example that I started with in the United States, there's a whole kind of fundamentalist religious movement sweeping through the southern states to try and get women to give up going out to work. to go back to being what they call the surrendered wife. That is, that they will accept that biology is their destiny and that all they have to do is to stay at home and raise children, okay? I don't know whether that's going to appeal to them. We'll have to wait and see, won't we? It certainly appeals to some. We'll see. You've probably heard these phrases bandied about like the new man, okay? So it's not only does these changes that I'm talking about have an impact on what women do, but also on the way that men's identity is constructed. What is a new man? A new man is somebody who's more caring, who spends more time at home with the family, who's able to change babies' nappies, that sort of thing. Not a traditional man who is, you know, a spear-carrying warrior who can go out and bring home, you know, food in a sort of hunter-gatherer mode, or somebody who's going to be a very patriarchal and dominant figure within the home environment, okay? The new man is much more caring, sharing, in touch with his emotions. Are these kind of models of masculinity becoming common in your cultures, I wonder? Or are they still very much based in a traditional view of male power and female submissiveness? You know, or are those roles changing? That's something, again, that you might want to think about. So there's an identity crisis, basically, for both genders.